Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Tuesday, March 19th, 2019. I'm Zach Hall. The iMac is the big story of today. Apple released upgraded models of both the 4K and 5K iMacs with new 6-core and 8-core Intel CPUs and Radeon Pro Vega graphics options. The design is the same, including the same bezel, chin, and silver color. No space gray option unless you buy the $5,000 iMac Pro, which now has a new 256GB RAM option, up from 128GB max, for a $5,200 premium on top of the $5,000 starting price, which is actually a few thousand dollars cheaper than some third-party options. If you recall, Apple switched the Mac Mini last fall from silver only to space gray only. Apple also continues to sell versions of the 4K iMac with slow-spinning hard drives. The new 4K iMac features 8th-gen Intel quad-core and 6-core CPUs, while the 5K iMac features 9th-generation Intel chips in 6-core and 8-core configurations, delivering up to 2x performance, according to Apple. Notably, the new iMacs don't include Apple's T2 security chip either. Apple introduced the T2 chip with the iMac Pro, then the MacBook Pro and MacBook Air, but the lack of solid-state drives in some iMac models probably prevents Apple's advanced security chip from coming to the iMac yet. The new iMac updates are strictly speed boost, with no new design, again, but it's still positive news since the last iMac update happened in June 2017, with no new iMac last year. Apple's Mac team is probably laser-focused on the new Mac Pro hardware coming later this year. The iMac news comes 6 days before Apple's March 25th event, further signaling that we should expect no new hardware at the event, and instead see it focus on Apple News magazines, the subscription service, and Apple's new video service. Apple also released a new iPad mini for the first time in years, and a new iPad Air yesterday. And while we don't know if there will be more hardware releases this week, there's still the rumor of the new iPod Touch, AirPower, and updated AirPods floating around. And speaking of Apple's March 25th event, Apple has updated its Apple TV Events app to reflect the Showtime theme of the Monday event, which will be live-streamed, unlike the last spring event. And in the 6th beta version of iOS 12.2 this week, Apple's new warranty section, first spotted by Guy Rambo in Code, in the About section of the Settings app is now live, making it clearer what warranty status your iPhone or iPad has if it has a limited warranty or AppleCare. If your device doesn't have AppleCare but is still eligible for adding the warranty, the redesigned About screen actually lets you buy AppleCare right in the app. And on the Apple TV, Sony's PlayStation View live TV service now lets you stream up to 4 live channels at the same time, which is ideal for watching live sports. And Netflix CEO Reed Hastings has said on the record that Netflix will not be a part of Apple's new video service, which will include a feature to sell subscriptions for other channels through the TV app, similar to Amazon channels. And speaking of selling, Instagram now has a new merchant feature that lets major brands sell merchandise directly to consumers through the app. Nike, Prada, and Burberry are among more than 20 launch partners. Instagram will take an unspecified cut of each sale made through the app for revenue. Read those stories and more on 9to5mac.com and subscribe to 9to5mac Daily in Apple Podcast or Overcast to receive new updates throughout the week.